Hello and welcome back to another episode. My name is Mike Jezoshek, and today's topic is what options do I have to pay for my tax bill? Now, before we go and get into that, I just want to do one housekeeping item. We are announcing a webinar that we're going to do in May. The name of the webinar is 2022 Tax Strategies to Ensure Business Owners Pay the Least Amount Possible. Registration is now open on this. This is going to be a free live webinar Wednesday, May 4th at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can sign up at taxsavingspodcast.com/webinar. We're going to be going through the top five tax strategies that you need for 2022, how to implement those tax strategies, tax planning versus tax paying, how to grow your business with less hours, less stress, and how to develop a bookkeeping system for success. Again, this is going to be a free webinar May 4th at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up at taxsavingspodcast.com/webinar. All right. So what options do I have to pay for my tax bill? As we get into tax season here, this is going to be a question that comes up all the time. So we want to kind of go through these options and kind of guide you down this area. Now, before we get too deep into this article, I want to break it into two parts. Part number one is for those that can afford and want to pay their tax bill in full. And then part number two is going to be those that cannot afford to pay their tax bill. What options are available? So let's start with those that have the money to pay for the tax bill right away. How do you make a tax payment? So the options are to make a regular tax payment with the IRS is to first off have it withdrawn with the e-filing of your tax return. So if you're using an accountant, just give them your direct deposit information or withdrawal information so that when you file your tax return, the money can be withdrawn right away. This is probably the easiest method to pay your taxes. The second option is to pay online via bank account using your online IRS account. So you can create an online account with the IRS where you can view your balance, view or create payment plans, make and view any previous payments that you maybe had, access tax records and view tax professional authorizations and so many things. So you can actually create that online account with the IRS and pay via your bank account using that account. And in the link of the show notes, we have a link to a blog post that we did for this specific episode. And I have a link on there on how or where you go to create that online IRS account. If you don't have an existing IRS username, have your photo identification ready when you go to set that up. The third option is to pay online via bank account using direct pay. And this is going to be directly on the IRS website. There is no account needed. So if you don't want to have a, if you don't have an account or don't want to set one up, you can still pay online via bank account using direct pay on the IRS website. This is a free service and can be used for tax payments related to your personal return, Form 1040, estimated taxes, amended returns, installment agreements, and extensions. Now, key thing, this direct pay on the IRS website does not work for business or payroll payments. For that, you're going to use EFTPS. And note, if your business is a pass-through entity, which many small businesses are, if you're an S-Corp, it's a pass-through, the taxes on the income of the business would be paid personally. And that's where you can use direct pay. So again, if you go to the show notes, click on the blog post, there is a link to the direct pay on the IRS website. And then the fourth option is to pay online via debit or credit card. Now, the IRS uses third-party payment processors for payments by debit and credit card. And they each have different fees depending on debit versus credit and various other things. So you can choose kind of which third party you want to work with for this. And again, in the show notes, we have a link to that. Now, this is all for the IRS side, the federal tax payments that you might be making. To make state tax payments, you're going to want to check out with your specific state. Typically, I recommend just Googling how to make enter your state name tax payments. So how do I make Wisconsin tax payments or how do I make California tax payments? And then just follow the options available. Just ensure that you're on a state specific site and be careful. You know, we want to make sure that we're paying the right people and not someone that maybe is pretending to be somebody else. So that's if you have cash, you're ready to make a payment, you can have it withdrawn with the e-filing of your tax return, you can pay online via bank account using your online IRS account, you can pay online via bank account using direct pay on the IRS website, there's no account needed for this, or you can pay online via debit or credit card. Now what happens if you cannot afford to pay your tax bill? And first off, I just want to say, if you can't afford your tax bill, don't panic. There are options available, but there are some key things you want to make sure you're doing or understanding prior to that. And so make sure at a minimum you complete a few important items. One, ensure that you still file your tax return or request an extension by the deadline. This is a key thing. The worst thing that you can do is avoid filing a tax return altogether, as this will just make the penalties and interest that much worse. You would now have failure to file penalties and failure to pay penalties along with interest. So ensure that you still file your tax return or request an extension by the deadline. And if you do have an extension, make sure you file by that deadline as well. Second piece is pay as much as you can with the tax return or extension filing to avoid penalties and interest as much as possible. And remember, an extension is not an extension of time to pay. An extension is just an extension of time to file. So if you can, if you have funds available, maybe not the full amount, but pay as much as you can with the tax return to kind of stop the bleeding, at least a portion of that amount. And finally, understand you are not alone. This can be common, especially with small business owners. We see this a lot of people in their first year in business where they aren't used to kind of holding, putting taxes away, and all of a sudden they get hit with this tax bill and they're kind of continuously kind of trying to catch up and make those tax payments. So just know you're not alone, but do not avoid the situation. It can be stressful, but do not allow yourself to simply ignore the situation and just hope it'll go away, because it won't. It won't go away and it'll actually get worse. And finally, if you extend your return, be sure to file your return by the final deadline, regardless of ability to pay. Failure to file penalties can be extremely brutal. So I know we talked about this a few times, but make sure you're filing your return. We want to make sure we're at least filing the return, make payments, set up payments, do whatever we can as when we're able to. So what happens if you don't have the money to pay taxes on time? Let's talk about penalties and interest. So we talked about two penalties, failure to pay and failure to file. Failure to pay penalty is 0.5% per month with a maximum of 25% of the tax owed after the due date. If the IRS issues a notice of intent to levy or seize property, that rate is increased to 1% per month. So your failure to pay penalty is 0.5 per month with a maximum of 25%. Your failure to file penalty is 5% per month with a maximum of 25%. Now, if you have both a failure to file and a failure to pay penalty in the same month, the failure to file penalty is reduced by the amount of the failure to pay penalty. So it would be a combined total of 5% for each month. If after 5 months you still have not paid, the failure to file penalty will max out, but the failure to pay penalty is going to continue until the tax is paid. Again, up to that maximum of 25% for the failure to pay penalty. So we have penalties, a failure to pay penalty, potentially a failure to file penalty. Again, don't get hit with the failure to file penalty. Just file your return on time. And then the third one is interest. Interest is going to be the federal short-term rate plus 3% compounded daily. And note that this interest amount is also on any penalties. So they charge interest on penalties as well. So the interest that you'd face is the federal short-term rate plus 3% compounded daily. All right. So what options are available to pay your taxes? You know, we talk about one option being is borrowing the funds. Consider borrowing the funds needed to pay your taxes. Oftentimes you can get a better rate on borrowing than what the IRS may be charging, especially with penalties as well. But be careful with this and make sure you're making a good decision based on the interest rate comparison. So look at what you're going to be borrowing at. What does that rate look like versus what you would be charged? And just make sure it makes sense that way. The IRS also has short-term payment plans or installment agreements. And basically, this is just an agreement with the IRS to pay your taxes over time. You can apply for an installment agreement using Form 9465, or you can apply directly online. And that application online, I've included a link in the show notes as well, where you can click that and apply for an installment agreement online. If you get approved for a payment plan, just make sure that you stick to the payments and do not miss them. That's going to be a key thing. The IRS can really kind of hit you hard if you miss some of those payments that you have agreed to via your payment plan. Finally, the IRS has something called an offer in compromise, or an OIC. And basically, this is an agreement between taxpayer and the IRS that resolves a taxpayer's tax liability based upon a lower agreed upon amount. Now, this may sound great and easy, but it really is a lengthy process and there is no guarantee with it. The IRS will dig into everything, your income, your assets, everything you have, and determine whether you can afford the tax bill or a payment plan. And then depending on that, you might be able to qualify for an offering compromise. So I would not depend on this, is because we very rarely see it happen unless it's a situation that makes sense. But the IRS does have a pre-qualifier tool to see if this would even be worth your time exploring this. So again, a link in the show notes, we have a link to that. Now, most states also have various payment plan options available too. So just be sure to do a search on your state site as well if you're having issues paying state taxes too. So I want to kind of go through and review again. What are the options to pay? Kind of where are we looking at here? And again, just know that you're not alone in this. There's other people in this area, but just take this seriously. This is something that you want to try to knock out as soon as possible. Again, we have two kind of people, one that can afford to pay their tax bill in full and those that cannot afford to pay it in full. If you can afford it, you just need to make a tax payment. You can have it withdrawn with the e-filing of your tax return. You can pay online using an online IRS account. You can pay online via your bank using direct pay, or you can pay via debit or credit card. Be sure to also check your state site to see what options are available there. Some things to be important if you don't have enough money to pay your tax bill. Again, some things we just want to make sure that you are considering, and important items are: ensure that you still file your tax return, or request an extension. Make sure you request an extension by a deadline and then file your tax return by whatever deadline it is, and pay as much as you can with the tax return or extension to avoid penalties and interest. Stop the bleeding when we can. Don't just avoid this situation. It can be stressful, but simply ignoring it is going to turn into a bunch of issues. And if you extend your return again, just be sure to file by the deadline. If you do not pay your taxes on time, there's a failure to pay penalty. That is 0.5 per month with a maximum of 25%. There's also interest, the federal short-term rate plus 3%, which is compounded daily. If you do not file your return on time, there's a failure to file penalty of 5% per month, maximum of 25%. So that's going to be a big thing. That's what we always say. Just get your return filed. Then we can take that failure to file penalty out of the equation. Now we're just failure to pay. If you're struggling with being able to pay your tax bill right now, you have a couple options. You can borrow the funds from someone or some bank or somewhere. You can borrow the funds, but just make sure you're looking at the interest rate. The rate that you're paying to borrow those funds, is it less than what the IRS is going to charge with penalties and interest? If so, it's make a good decision, but just make sure you're evaluating that and just not assuming borrowing is better. You can also set up a short-term payment plan or installment agreement with the IRS, and this is just agreeing to pay over time. You can apply directly online for that. This is a pretty easy setup, and just make sure that if you do get approved a short-term payment plan or an installment agreement, that you're just making those payments on time. The third option is an offer and compromise. These are a little bit more in the rare situation, but this is where the IRS will say, yep, we're going to agree to lower your agreed upon tax liability based on different factors that they have. And so they're going to dig into everything, your income, your assets, liabilities, everything to determine if you can afford to pay the tax bill or not. And I also put a link into a pre-qualifier tool there. So hopefully you're just making payments and you're totally fine, but at least hopefully this was helpful. If you are getting hit with a tax bill you weren't expecting or a little bit larger than you expected, this gives you some options that are available. Again, want to remind you to sign up for our webinar May 4th. It's the 2022 Tax Strategies to Ensure Business Owners Pay the Least Amount Possible. You can sign up for that free live webinar at taxsavingspodcast.com/webinar. Also, one final reminder, I want to remind you about our Small Business Tax Savings Summit that is coming up June 14th and 15th. This is going to be a virtual 2-day event, 12 hours of content. Really excited about this one. You can sign up at taxsavingspodcast.com/summit. If you are a podcast listener, you can get $100 off using the promo code podcasttaxes. Also, don't forget to join our free Facebook group. Just go into Facebook, type in Small Business Tax Secrets. And also don't forget to join our tax minimization program. This is where we have a full library of tax strategies, implementation guides, and a key thing here is you have unlimited access to our team. Think about it as having an accountant in your back pocket. All those general tax and accounting questions, you have unlimited access, unlimited email access to our team to send those over to us. And we also do a monthly group training where we deep dive on specific strategies. So hopefully all this was helpful. I just want to thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode. Happy tax season, and I will see you guys next week.